The following podcast contains strong language and is not suitable for young children or workplace environments.
You're listening to FatCast. We've upped our game. Up yours.
Hey, this is Engineer Al. Matt is at WBC once again, and he is talking to anybody that will not walk away from him. This week, he is going to be talking to Stephen Bonacore, owner of Stronghold Games. It would be great if he had recorded his own introduction, but, you know. All right, here we go. Enjoy.
Hey, here's an idea. Let's talk about board games.
All right, so there's one game that you're putting out that I care about. It's the only one we're going to talk about.
We'll talk about any game you want because no one else is listening to this podcast except for the five people sitting around this table.
Let's talk about Panamax because that's what I really care
for. Yes, because you really care about Panamax, which is a phenomenal heavy euro.
I remember the name.
Yes. You know what Tom Vassell thought that sounded like? A woman's feminine hygiene product.
Well, Tom Vassell sounds like a woman's feminine hygiene
see,
product.
See, not Tom Vassell, my good friend Tom Vassell.
No, I like Tom Vassell
cool.
a lot.
You don't like him.
I do, actually.
You're not nice.
We have an interesting relationship where I think he thinks I'm awful, but he likes me anyway. My favorite Tom Vassell story is I'm standing in front of Zev's booth at Origins a couple years ago or something, and you know, I'm just fucking around with Zev talking, and I said something really vulgar, and then I was like, I caught myself. Yes, I was like, you know, standing in front of your booth, you know, like, I'm sorry, Zev. Like, I know how to be professional when it's appropriate. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
You try.
And there was some, you know, there's like somebody standing next to me, and I was like, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to, like, you know, sorry. And fucking turns, it's Tom Vassell, and he looks at me, and he's like, Mr. Loader, I've heard you say far worse.
I try not to curse in front of him either. I feel very guilty every time I curse in front of him.
I felt real bad. That dinner we went to, was that last year?
Yeah.
And we all sat at the hoodlum table.
Bad boy table,
the bad
right?
boy table. I think Stefan was just smoking the whole time in the restaurant, totally illegally. I'm fucking French. I don't care.
Meanwhile, back at board games.
There's a board gaming personalities. We're talking personalities.
Yes, at the moment, we are.
We're
yes.
talking bird gaming.
Let's talk about the most important game that we're going to be bringing out this year.
Space Cadets Away Missions.
That's right. That is the most important game that we're going to be doing this year.
It is.
Because Engineer Al Rose, who is the engineer for this show, and his lovely wife, Shelley Rose, right there, are here with us, actually. They can't comment. They're not on mic here, but...
We can hear Al's laugh from, like, across the fucking universe. So it's all right.
But seriously, let's talk about the game, because it's going to be phenomenal.
So
maybe I'll actually give you, like... Can we give them, like, an exclusive of, like, what we're going to be doing with this game?
Oh my God.
You know what? Al probably already told us.
Because nobody else listens to this podcast, so it'll never get out there. Unless somebody tweets about it.
I'll tweet to my four followers.
That's right.
And it'll be you. You'll hear about it again. Power Jeff.
And that's about it.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Matt's mom will like us on Facebook.
My mom, my grandmother will say, ooh.
All right, let's talk about the game first, right? This is where we're extending.
We talked about it. We know everybody on the, I think our listeners.
All three of those listeners
are
do know completely
the game. Yeah. We've talked about it a lot.
All right. A fully cooperative game.
But feel free to, you know, give us the elevator pitch.
Yeah, the elevator pitch for the game, right? It's the third standalone game in the Space Cadets universe. This is sort of a thematic prequel to Space Cadets and Space Cadets Dice Tool. We go back to artistically and thematically to the golden age of science fiction. So we have Rocketeers now. It's before we've left the solar system. And what's happened is as we've explored our solar system, we find that we have aliens invading the various planets.
And bunch they're of dicks.
Coming out. These aliens are bad dudes.
Cosmic dicks.
They're really just not nice. So we've got like that classic kind of like campy, the brain in the jar. We have the sorcerer, the leaders, all these guys with the big bubble heads kind of things, and we're exploring their space stations and their ships, and they are going in hordes against us to try to destroy our guys. They're taking in human thralls as well, and we're going on various missions to get back the thralls.
It's a very scenario based,
fully cooperative 1-6 player game. We've got 20 now, right, Al? 20 scenarios in this game. I made Al and Dan go crazy to put up to 20 scenarios in this game. So we're really
Are all those released at launch?
We're going to put them all out. in the box at launch.
Nice.
Yes, we are. Oh, absolutely. Because I wanted it to be a full, you know, at first we had like a four-player game. I really wanted it to be more of an experience game for more players.
It's not a living space game. There won't be chapter packs every month.
No. I guarantee that Dan and Al have got some expansions in mind, because I know that, you know, these guys had never stopped thinking. But we're absolutely going to be putting this out as, you know, as a standalone game, not a monthly release kind of game or anything like that. And you know, in the future, if the game does well, we're going to absolutely put expansions out for it if we can.
Sure.
The exclusive, which I have no idea why I'm giving to you versus any other real podcast, would be that we haven't announced this yet, and I have on my website right now is it has a release date TBD, and a, you know, a street date TBD.
Very mysterious.
All of a sudden it went from like we had a date and it went to TBD, and the reason is that in consultation with the printer and with the designers, we decided to go from this game being what was a wonderfully designed game, fantastically thematic, wonderfully designed game that had lots of cardboard stand-ups components for all of the spacemen, the rocketeers as we now call them, as well as all the aliens. I'm going to blow this game out and do this as a huge plastics game. You know,
it's going to be a first for you too.
Yeah, I mean, right. I've done some plastics in games.
But now we're talking. You know, without talking about the elephant in the room, like a more certain large-scale hobby publisher style.
Who would that be?
You may know him.
Chris Peterson? Who? My best friend? What? What we're really going to do is, literally, we're going to have
a classic, you know, AT-style.
Absolutely.
Massive production
game, but even bigger than some of those big guys like my good friends at Fantasy Flight Games.
So it's going to be in, like, the coffin box for fat guys.
It's going to be in the big, thick box, you know, 12-inch by 12-inch, but really thick. With I am projecting right now. We haven't finished all the projections on this. Obviously, we haven't decided the final way it's going to look. But we're talking like 100 plastic miniatures in the game. That's my goal right now, to go with 100 plastic miniatures in this game. And that big thing that Matt's now talking about. Yes, we're going to be putting this on Kickstarter sometime during the fourth quarter of the year. And with, you know, all those great stretch goals that we want to have out there for you, more and more miniatures, we're going to blow this game out crazy. And I think that between the fact that we've got a great IP behind it, which, you know, Space Cadets, we've been doing this IP for now 3 years, with that great IP, with this great design team behind it, with phenomenal miniatures and production quality, you know, we're going to just do this to the max. And we're going to put this on Kickstarter so that we can bring out this game, you know, with the full amount of production quality that we want to do. We're talking about like a $100 game. That's what we're talking about right now. A big, big game. I'm going to mention another game that does lots of miniatures in it.
What pledge level?
Zombicide. What? That kind of game.
You're bad at marketing. Stop talking about Zombicide.
I'm just pointing out it's that kind of numbers of miniatures or more. In fact, I'm doing more than that.
What pledge level do I need to come in at so that I can name one of the aliens Boner Core's mom?
You really want to diss an Italian guy's mom? Do you really want to do that?
Of course not.
No, of course not. No, this guy knows Krav Maga. He can twist me into a pretzel in a second.
She's a fucking saint. She's a saint.
Yes, please keep cursing about my mother, too. Very nice. My mother's a saint. That's right. Any Italian mother's a saint. But anyway, that's the kind of style we're trying to do here. And I think that we're going to really blow this game out. Huge production game with, like I said, my goal is to have 100 miniatures in this game and bring it in at $100. So, I mean, it's like, you know, which is way, way, way below any cost curve of any miniatures game that you've seen out there.
It's good.
Now, that's right now in the beginning of the third quarter that I'm talking about this. I haven't fully finished out the entire pricing of this. This is not going to be a Kickstarter project until probably late November. We will start this and run this through the end of December. That's the time frame for this Kickstarter project. And it would be, and you've already implied, Stronghold Games doesn't do Kickstarters, right? That's correct. We haven't. Why? What's the premise of that? Because I believe
the core business sustains itself when you step outside the core business.
Now you know my pitch. There you go. Because we believe in our products, we put our own marketing, our own dollars behind every product we do. But our core business, right? What do? We do, you know, between $20 and $60 and $70 games. That's what every game has ever been from us.
You just survive in a bunch of boring euros.
That's
the core business.
We do survive.
This is an exciting game.
All the space cadets.
This is an exciting game that I want. So it's outside of the usual stronghold product line.
And since now we're moving into a game that's just tremendous production quality at a price point that's way above anything that I've ever done. In fact, it's above the price point that even Fantasy Flight would do. I mean, their prices go up to about $80. So we're pushing it up even beyond that.
Weren't the coffin boxes before they died coming in at 100, I think?
Not sure.
Yeah, I think the coffin
boxes. But we're talking.
That's the top end, but I think the coffins were coming.
And of course, they're a $30 million company. So
a little bigger. A little bigger.
There you go.
Half an employee?
You know what I'm talking about. So now that we're going to be extending this business model to something truly big, I have to figure out what's the market for a game like this. You know, you just can't like say, I'm going to print 5,000 copies of a game that costs $100. You need to test what is the market. So I think that once the gamers see what the vision is, what we're going to put out, they'll see all these models, they'll see all the plastics that we're going to put in this game, we'll see what this game is, we'll publish the rules, we'll publish the scenarios, we'll put it out there, because we're done. Unlike a lot of these Kickstarter companies that, like, you know, they put a game out there, like, we're going to give you a game and stuff, and you don't know what's happening. We're going to put it all out there. You're going to see what it's all about. 85% of the artwork is already done.
Yep.
We'll get it all done, get it all out there. You'll see what we're going to do. And then you tell us, what do you think about this game? And then you can back us or not.
So you decided which non-extradition country you'll be fleeing to with our money.
Yes, because obviously I've stolen many people's money. Right?
You heard it here first. Folks. From the horse's mouth.
He's going to cut that into a thing.
From the horse's mouth.
Steals people's money. Me and Snowden, I'm going to Russia. That's it. There you go.
Gen Con's next week. This is probably coming out after that ish. What hot stuff?
Oh.
No, I mean, it's probably not going to be up.
Oh, that's a quick segue away from
Space Cadets?
Good old poor Al stuff. Yeah, all right.
Okay, so are you planning to be 6 months, 12 months, or 18 months late?
I plan on being 0 months late. How about that? How late are you on your Kickstarter? Wait a minute.
That's why I asked.
Wait, did that come out? I'm sorry. Matt.
Okay, we're done here.
Matt, how many games?
That's it. We're fucking done. Show's over.
I think the knife just came out. I'm about to get stabbed.
No, you get as good as you give.
That's right.
important part of the relationship.
Oh, that was good. Let's bring this back on track to something.
We were on track. We're talking about Space Cadets. Away missions. You're breaking the microphones.
Let's go to Gen Con.
That's what
All
I
right.
listen.
Segway.
You fucked up my professional segue to talk nonsense, sir. I'll have you know that you derailed.
Talk about it, you're stealing people's money and running away.
You derailed.
All right. This is going to come out after
I've retired. Actually, I ran away to Lancaster. That's the only reason I'm still here is
the Amish,
live in the host.
The Amish people are taking you in.
Well, I live in the host now. I mean, there's rooms they haven't cleaned since the 80s. So, you know, it's not like they're fucking checking. So
It's not the most upkept hotel, I
agree. You know, fuck this place. We're gone after next year, so.
Unfortunately,
you heard it here first, folks. Yes. The Fatcast does not endorse the Lancaster host. So Panamax is coming out. Panamax, big economic euro.
Economic euro. You got to manage a shipping company who ships through the Panama Canal.
Is it coming in more like power grid economic euro, or more like automobile kind of like, you know, like multi-chart resource buying kind of shit?
I can't compare it to either one. You have action dice selection mechanics. Action dice selection and this amazing pushing mechanic where you have to, when you're moving your ships through the canal system, you actually will be pushing other people's ships through, which might help them. So you have to push them only enough to get them, like, into a lake.
Get the
so then you can,
out of my way.
So then you can, exactly. And then you can, like, continue moving. So probably not for the demographic of this show, but
believe,
for those,
believe it or not, we are not uncultured buffoons.
I never said that because I like Euros as well as American style games. I don't say American.
I would say Agricola, one of the most popular games amongst the denizens of the fortress. Super professional. Act casual.
Anyway, what?
I'm posing for a candid photo.
Yes, I know, but you stopped taking the photo. Back to the thing. And another game that another release that we're going to have there. It's been really spoken about for years in this country, but finally is now have a publisher, Stronghold Games, for this country as well as the rest of the world. It's only been in Europe. Among the Stars. Again, not 100% for this audience, but if you like Seven Wonders, if you like card drafting in general, this is card drafting where as you place the card in front of you after you've drafted it, the spatial relationship between the cards matters. So you're building a space station front of you. So the proximity to other cards or how far they are away from other cards, the numbers of the different types of rooms in the space station all matters. You're going to score as you go along, so you're going to see how people are doing, plus there's an end-of-game scoring. This game is huge. Was huge already. My entire print run, which has already arrived, has already been fully allocated. So therefore, like a distributor, Alliance. Yeah. Big distributor, say they wanted 500 copies. Sorry, Alliance, you can only have 300 copies.
Ooh.
Literally. We've about doubly allocated. I've got another 2,000 units on their way over right now already. So it's a good problem to have kind of thing. But Among the Stars is going to be
tremendous. You really are following up in those Z-Man footsteps, huh?
Look, Zev is brilliant. Zev is one of my best friends, and I can take worse comparisons than being compared to Zev, so I'm happy with that.
Fun fact learned today.
Yes, what?
Learned today. Do you know what Zev means?
Wolf. Oh!
How cool is that?
Oh, I know that.
Because you're a weirdo.
Because he's told me. That's why.
That's
I know
awesome.
Him.
That's awesome.
His next company, if Z-Man ever doesn't work it.
Wolfman Games.
Yeah,
how good is that?
He's told me that. Yeah.
That's so good.
No, he's awesome.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
We'll go for the final couple of things.
That was two games.
That was two.
More.
We have the expansion to Space Cadets Dice Duel. Going to be released there. Die Fighter.
Which
right?
is awesome.
Which is you've actually seen it being played here?
No, I haven't actually seen
but
the
concept of Space Cadets Dice Duel is awesome.
I've played prototype versions.
Oh, you played the prototype of it, yeah.
Yeah, so
now
I've played it a bunch.
Now you're
it's
able...
great. It's cool playing it here today, too.
Yeah, we had only 12 copies here. 12 copies here at the WBC of the Die Fighter expansion.
I bought like 9 of them.
Well, no, I did. You said
no, we.
No, you,
like,
your friends did.
Z-Man booth bought like 9 of them.
So basically, now you're able to not only play with the two big capital ships on the board, but now you can have two fighter ships as well. So you can have you can go from 2 players to 10 players and 2 ships on each side. So it's going to be it takes a game.
The little ship
insane.
Is great because it makes everything just. It just adds this element of sort of craziness that it can react so much quicker. So the big ship's getting yelled at to, like, move appropriately as it's getting chased around by the quick ship. And then...
Oh, yeah. No,
quick off, but accidentally you catch that quick ship in your face and you shoot it.
No,
it's a big ship. It's great.
It gives more of that epic, like, space battling. Again, all in real time.
All over the place.
All
yeah,
in real time. So
it's great.
That's going to be fantastic.
I recommend picking up 2 or 3 copies of the Die Fighter so that you can have multiple...
I think that's a phenomenal idea. Tell all of your listeners,
listen,
to do that.
I talk a lot of bullshit nonsense.
It'll really
serious.
Affect
that's
my sales when
awesome.
Your 3 listeners pick up 2 copies each. Thank you.
There's 6 copies there.
That's
I
great.
I don't know if you've worked out the math yet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Listen, I'll take my 50 cent commission, sir. You can pay me in euros.
And I've got change. I'll give it to you later.
That was a 20. I'm not impressed. It's like you pulled out a fucking $100 bill, Bonacore. What are you counting your money in front of me?
You can show you his credit card.
Jesus, look at this guy. Do you have a black to it? What are you? Why are you walking around with that monocle? I'm going to mug you. What are you doing?
All right. Because you're trash talking me.
I wish I had a picture of monocle with the money.
The money and the natty ice on it in front of him.
The final game that we'll talk about is the one that's going to fly under the radar the most, but one of the ones I'm most proud of is actually Mike Fitzgerald's Diamonds.
Diamond is actually...
No, Mike Fitzgerald, Diamonds. Diamonds is a trick-taking card game. There's plenty of those out there. But as usual with Stronghold Games, we, like, go crazy with the production. It's got gold and silver metallic inks on the cards themselves. The game, you're collecting diamonds, not the suits, because it is a four-suited game. You're collecting these physical acrylic crystals, bringing them from the supply to your showroom and into your vault, which is a physical thing on the table. Really lovely design by Mike Fitzgerald, who is the master of card games. Mike's been in the industry for 30 years. He designed the second collectible card game after Magic, called Wyvern. It was a fantastic game of spatial relations between dragons on the board who were attacking each other. He did that. He's done every Pokemon for development. He's not the designer, but the developer of Pokemon. Everyone since the beginning as a developer. And his biggest claim to fame of all, maybe, is the Mystery Rummy series of games. Really thematic card games that are just fantastic. So I'm so proud to be working with Mike Fitzgerald on this project. And he's like, you saw the game. He's just like gushing about how wonderful it looks and how I'm the best publisher that I work with, which I feel humble that he would say such a thing. But he's been like going on podcast saying that.
Very humble is definitely.
I would say that on this podcast.
Very humble.
No, but it's been a real pleasure working with the guy, because he's just fantastic, bringing out a nice game. And it's starting a new line for me. It's what I'm calling the Pocket Line. Small box series of games, so we have a little smaller price point on these games. But really, of course, we're always going to produce them really, really big and well.
So really big pockets.
Big pocket
games.
Like
the Cargo Pocket series.
You know, big pockets.
The Cargo Pocket series.
There you go. So that's my Gen Con stuff. I'm going to stop right there, because all you're doing is drinking and mocking me. That's fine.
Mocking nothing.
Is there an expansion to Space Cadets that's coming out soon?
To the original Space Cadets? Oh, yeah.
Space Cadets Deep Rebel.
But we're going to be talking about stuff forever if we keep going down this road. You know, I got 10 games, Al. You really want to go?
You got 10 more games this year?
I have 10 games, though. Yeah, I just talked about four of them just now.
Coming up.
I have six games more after that. Al just mentioned Space Cadets. Space Cadets, not
no,
a
I
dice
know. I checked the release
space
meter.
It's Space Cadets. Resistance is mostly futile. It adds a new station to the game. You have a science station. He's going to be cannibalizing parts from other people to create experimental equipment. You have new missions. You have new enemies. You have new terrain. Again, we're just going to continue creating lines of games, all of which will create a bigger and bigger experience for gamers. Al is not coming close to me. He's giving me very, very...
I love you, Steven. But I wanted to... Because,
yes.
Because this new expansion, the thing to be from where I am that was really cool was Jeff talking to us about the scenarios in away missions. And then what he did was he made these historical missions for... The space cadets.
So you're doing the spaceship portion, and then you're doing the on the ground portion.
No, it's just that he made his stories align, the stories, the missions and the stories align with the missions and the stories from away missions.
This is a really, really.
Brings it all together, and he did such an awesome job really bringing that alive in that like space cadets world. It's really great. I'm so impressed with
this. This is a really
yeah.
Al's bringing up a really, really good point here, because we really care about the thematics and the stories that are going on in these games. Al and Dan have created this very rich world. I mean, Engelstein started, right? Engelstein and family, they started with Space Hits and Dice Duel. There wasn't as much of the thematics behind it. Al and Dan created this entire thematic portion of the war with storylines behind it. So when Jeff did the expansion for Space Cadets, the original, he said, you know what? We'll tie in the historical portions of away missions, because it's a prequel, into our more recent game, recent meaning in a thematic way. So he's brought in historical missions, going to be using some of the art and the characters that are going to appear later in away missions, later in real time, but before in thematic time,
right?
It's like a time warp thing, into that game. So he really did an amazing job, and he did that, like, he didn't have to do that.
Right.
But in conversations with Dan and Al about, like about this whole thing, he was happy to do that. And the missions are what make Space Cadets, the original game, so cool. And he's just gone, like, an extra step in doing that with, I believe we brought in, is it eight new missions into the expansions of Space Cadets? And half of those are specifically geared toward away missions, historical missions.
Right.
So really excited about this. Matt's yawning. He doesn't really care about all this.
I do, actually.
But Al is off the hook excited about this.
It's so great. It's so cool. And like I said, the way he did it really makes it come alive.
Thank you.
And I love the way just it ties everything together. And now we have a universe.
That's what we do. We have a universe that we can continue to expand. People can hook themselves into. We'll have all kinds of thematic tie-ins and story tie-ins going forward.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, talk about, you know, penises.
Monocle, are you a left or a right man? Which way do you dress, sir?
So we want to
thank Monocle for leaving. She showed up to the podcast room area, sat down, started just talking.
Wasted an hour of my time.
But we do appreciate his getting up and walking away now. Maybe next year you will leave us alone while we're trying to record a serious podcast.
You got it. I look forward to not being on this podcast next year. It would be awesome to actually have my hour back so I can actually enjoy myself and chill out after a hard day's work. So
it's good. It's good. Always on, Mr. Bonacore.
Thank you for not having me next year. I appreciate it very much. So
Steve Bonacore,
thank you very much.
Space Cadets, that's what you need. a kiss and a
Love
slap.
Kiss and a slap. The kiss of death.
You've been listening to FatCast. You can find us on the web at fortressat.com.
I pray that for the next
you're right.
10 minutes or so, we can actually talk about board games.
We're gonna.
I'm just picking a topic here.
We're gonna. All right. So what's the official
board game?
What is the official stronghold position on the conflict in Gaza right now?
I'm not getting political with you. Period. Absolutely ridiculous. Oh my God.
Wait. I don't think we resolved the allegations. You know what? We're on the Fortress Tower Network.
The only thing bad about Fortress Ameritrash is this podcast. Fortress Ameritrash is awesome. I love the people who go to the website. This podcast, not so much. That's good. It's perfect amount. Thank you.
Marco, have you ever had sex on a boat?
I've drank Budweiser. You know what the difference? You know what that means? It's fucking close to water. That is a very old beer joke.
Holy
but
shit.
I have to try to keep a professional demeanor on these podcasts. What is that?
Well, yours is the bourbon that you wanted.
This is bourbon? No, but I mean, can I move it over here? I don't want to be that close to
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
very
what the
fucking
fuck are you
scary,
doing, man.
The microphone's here.
Like jumping in my goddamn lap.
I fucking hate this guy. Don't record this.
This is good. We're adding to the Bonacore B-roll.